Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Thursday, football tonight, and once again, get a head start. Trying to find the football game might be challenging. It's on Amazon, and you might have to ask your kids how to help you. When I get done with the show, I'm going to check in with my son and say, all right, how do I get this? Because I have DirecTV, and I think I'm going to have to watch on a tablet here. But
Come on. We can't let that. You're Dan Patrick. Come on.
Maybe I'll go to a bar.
There we go.
Maybe I'll do that.
You can come to my house if you want.
Well, I did go to your house for Thanksgiving one year.
Yeah.
It was very nice. I had to work. I think I was doing Football Night in America. We always had a game. And Seton and his wife, she was your wife, Erin, was pregnant at the time.
She was 8 months.
Yeah.
And cooked you Thanksgiving dinner.
Yes. Yeah. And Seton goes, I know. Seton goes, well, you can come over here. And I go, okay.
And she was so pregnant that we weren't allowed to travel anymore. We couldn't take a long car ride.
I got her on her feet. She's slaving over Thanksgiving dinner. Hey, Erin, could you bring me some more pie in here?
You guys on the couch scratching yourselves?
Pretty much.
I sat on the couch with Seton's dog, Ruby.
Yeah.
And Ruby was a gorgeous dog. And I wanted Ruby to lie down with me. Like, I really wanted to bond. It was Thanksgiving. Seton's in the kitchen. And I could just, I could almost hear his wife, like, scolding him. Like, why am I cooking Thanksgiving dinner? Why aren't we going to Boston Market and bringing something in?
Yeah.
Oh. And I'm like, oh, they got their dog here, Ruby. What a gorgeous dog. And Seton goes, hey, you know, she's really friendly, you know. And I go, okay. And she was looking into the kitchen where Seton and his wife were. And she was staring in there, and she was up on her back legs. And so I pulled her front legs down so she would lie down with me on the couch.
Wrong move.
And she went, The whole way down.
It's like a warning, right?
Oh, yeah. And I said to Seton, I go, your dog growled at me. No. I said, and I think he might have said, well, what'd you do?
Yeah.
I pulled her legs down so she would be lying down.
Yeah, why do you think she growled at you, dude?
I know.
What the hell did you do that for?
I know. But that was very nice. It was very nice. My family was out of town, and so I went to – people are probably going, why didn't you stay at home? No, my family wasn't in town. And, you know, my wife had four kids. She always made Thanksgiving. So what's the big deal? Seton's wife's pregnant. Yeah. All right, boo-hoo.
Come on,
let's go.
Figure it out.
Hey, this is a little underdone. Could you put it back in?
Hey, I was just ready for some coffee. If we could.
She's doing the walk where she's got one hand on her back. You know, like,
just needs to sit for a minute.
I could use more butter.
Yeah.
Oh, my back.
Could you decant this wine for me, honey?
How do you not have whipped cream for the pumpkin pie? It's a little dry.
I decant do it. Bloop, bloop. Yeah. That was one of those great moments. Because my wife goes, we don't want to leave you alone on Thanksgiving. I said, don't worry. I got to work. And Seton invited me over. Oh, that'd be great. And then she goes, but Aaron's pregnant. I go, yeah. I'm like,
so?
Yeah. You made Thanksgiving. You were pregnant? Yeah, Paul.
Do you remember years ago you did that show where you were with the SI swimsuits, like in Grenada or some country? You were down there with Brooklyn Decker.
Wait, Brooklyn Decker.
So you did the radio show for one day down there. Remember that?
Yes.
A little setup?
Oh, yes, I do.
You asked me to come down and produce it with you because, you know, just to make sure everything went smoothly. Very thoughtful of you, Dan.
Smoothly.
I'll never forget that.
Yes.
My wife was due to give birth in the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And I end up staying home because you said to me, if you're down there like the Grenadines with Brooklyn Decker and whatever.
Swimsuit models.
And your wife's in labor, it'll be the worst story of all time.
And they were naked. Like they were on the beach.
More naked than my baby when
they
she came
were
out.
More. They were as naked. But you're on the beach and you're going, you know, they had this, I don't know what it is. It's like a big slinky, and they will pull it up. It's got curtains on it, and then they get undressed there, and like the cone of silence, just in a different direction. So they cover up the swimsuit models, and then they go on to the beach. Well, they don't have much on when they go to the beach, and so I thought, well, let me see what a photo shoot looks like, because I was always told it's not as glamorous as you think. And I go, well, I'd like to be the judge of that. I'm just saying, you know, when Brooklyn Decker goes, it's not as glamorous as you think. And I go, you know, I'd like to, as a journalist, I'd like to check this out. Ooh, it was glamorous. It was.
I mean, it takes a long time to get to the Maldives. Maldives.
Is that where you were?
Yes.
Man.
So I go.
It takes a long time to get there.
I go private plane and I go there and I get to enjoy the weather, swimsuit models. And I remember I did the show. Brooklyn Decker was a guest and we had Andy Roddick, who's now her husband. He had just gotten injured in China. I think he was at a tournament in China. We had him call in and I said, hey, don't worry. I'm taking good care of your girlfriend. Oh, probably not the best thing to say. But Brooklyn Decker was very sweet. Her and Chrissy Teigen were great guests when they'd appear on the show. All righty. Here comes the history, the tradition, the spectacle, the excitement, the passion, the drama, the fight. Notre Dame football, Saturday at 2:30 Eastern, only on NBC and Peacock. I don't know if Notre Dame, the way they're playing, that it's worthy of saying it that way, because it almost feels like it's, here comes the history, the tradition, the spectacle. It should be, you know, here comes the history and the tradition, the spectacle and the excitement. It's Notre Dame football.
It's almost like, hey, at least we got the history and tradition, huh?
We don't have the results right now. Don't.
Oh, dear.
Also, they had code words when you're on the beach with the swimsuit models.
Pepperoni.
Yeah. Pepperoni. So whenever somebody's top would come down, you would hear the word pepperoni. I thought something completely different.
What a pizza's here. Lunchtime.
I thought, thanks, son.
That's why your head would snap up and you would immediately look in that direction when they said pepperoni, like pizza?
Yeah.
What? Let me see that pizza.
But there was somebody who was there. They had somebody, their job was a breast wrangler, an official job. And I went, how do you apply for that?
And that guy was the breast in the business.
Whoa.
And you never see that on LinkedIn or on Indeed.
No, you don't.
And I'm looking.
Yeah. But whenever somebody's top would come down, that you would have somebody who would yell out pepperoni. And I thought it was awesome. The good old days.
There are people who actually like went through high school and stuff like that and found themselves doing that as a job.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I graduated. I went to Wharton School of Business, and my job now is to yell out pepperoni. Thursday night football. Hey, get ready for some football tonight. I got some numbers. DraftKings sent me some numbers here. Chargers are 4-point underdogs tonight. Let's see. Over under. Who throws for more yards tonight? Patrick Mahomes or Justin Herbert? Anybody think Justin Herbert? You do, Todd.
I do.
Okay, because they're going to be behind. He's going to have to throw more. Is that logic?
Yeah, but they also don't have Keenan Allen, so maybe that's a stupid pick. But I, for some reason, I feel like Herbert's got something to prove on the road in Kansas City.
Okay. Patrick Mahomes over-under is 296.5. Justin Herbert's over-under, 282.5. Yes, Paulie?
Yeah, this doesn't seem, you know, these Thursday night games, when we come in on Friday, there's usually a lot of overreaction because it's a national TV game and pick a direction. Like, this doesn't seem like one of those. No matter who wins, both teams, you know, they come in 1-0. They don't have big injuries. No one would come out of this game 0-2.
I don't think anybody's surprised if Kansas City wins. I think it will be the margin. If they would win by 17, then all of a sudden it's like, there's still a little separation here. Now, do I expect Kansas City to win at home? Yes. But that doesn't mean I don't expect the Chargers to win when they host Kansas City. What if the Chargers win? Now, all of a sudden, it feels like that gets a lot of people's attention. And it's a standalone game as well. Because you go back to, you know, the Bills when they played the Rams. It's like, man, the Bills are the team to beat. Josh Allen, MVP. Standalone game. And everybody cooled on the Rams. Standalone games. That's where you get reaction. And Justin Herbert going against Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, Paul.
I hate to say it, but if Herbert balls out and Mahomes, say Mahomes has a...
I don't know if you should say balls out. Like, that's not something you normally say. That's a younger analyst.
I'd be more figurative.
Yeah, no, it's
just auditioning for TikTok right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, what are you doing? Like, balls
that's okay.
Out. Man, if he balls out, it just sounded weird coming from
it did. Paul.
It did. Like, Marv could say... Marv, would you say, man, if he balls out?
If he balls out.
Yes.
Yeah, I think you got to say, you know what? If Herbert balls out, let's go.
Okay.
It's real.
Oh, okay.
When you find out who's who and what's what, if he balls out... Try to how would Clay Thompson say it?
Oh, come on, you know Herbert balls out. He just show you it's a man's game.
I always love when Clay Thompson is a man's game. Marv always, and it feels like Steph Curry and Clay Thompson speak the same way.
It's very, you know, we just play real hard. You know, I think LeBron's feelings got hurt. You know, it's a man's game. Look, they're the same complexion as my son. Relax, guys.
What is that, man?
Now that I can't say.
What does that mean?
Back to you, DP.
Back to you in the studio.
If Herbert balls out.
Back to you, Dan, in the studio. All right, Paulie, try it again.
Well, one thing I was saying, like, whenever a guy like Justin Herbert has a monster game, I think we had this last year, week one or two.
Yeah.
Do you remember Herbert had a monster game week one or week two, and then there was a topic for about 3 days, would you take Justin Herbert over all quarterbacks in the league? And I think it was based off a standalone game last year. People did 2 days on that. So that's the one to watch out for tomorrow.
Oh, I thought you were going to do balls out again.
If Justin Herbert balls out, I don't want a banana in the tailpipe.
It just sounds a little weird there.
Man's game.
Man, it's a man's game. That's what it is. Man's game.
Y'all going to get this podcast.
No one believed in those guys. Can't believe they won.
Oh, I know. Nobody did.
Nobody. Except for themselves.
Except for me. I wish they would say that. Nobody believes in us except for the talking hairdo Dan Patrick. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Sign up for the newsletter. Very proud of what we've done with the newsletter. Recaps the show, and we send it out to you 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. Yes, Paul?
Going back to last year, week 3, the Chargers versus Kansas City. Chargers won 30-24. Justin Herbert had 4 touchdowns, no picks, and 300 yards. And that was the one I was talking about last year, where the next day, remember everyone got on the Herbert bandwagon? Again, there's nothing wrong being on that bandwagon, but it was like overwhelming.
The player, the odds for this player to score the first touchdown tonight. Does anybody want to guess, according to DraftKings, this player is the best odds to score the first touchdown tonight, Todd?
Travis Kelce.
Bloop, bloop. Yep. Now, who is second best odds to score the first touchdown tonight? Paulie?
Austin Eckler.
No, he's third.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Marv?
Juju?
He's fourth.
Dang-a-rang.
Seton?
I was going to say Patrick Mahomes, but...
Clyde Edwards-Alaire. Yeah. Mike Williams is also in there as well. All right, let me take a break. I got phone calls to get. Shannon Sharp had some really strong things to say about Brett Favre yesterday. We'll have that for you. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver meets with the media. It doesn't go well. So we have those stories coming up as well. We're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Thursday night, DraftKings is there to help you. It's bigger, it's better, and it's DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers can bet just $5 on any football game. Get $200 in free bets instantly. Also, the early win promotion. You bet on L.A. or Kansas City to win. If your team leads by 7 at any point during the game, you get paid instantly, even if your team loses. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Promo code is Patrick. Get $200 in free bets instantly when you place a $5 bet on any football game. So the code is Patrick, only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Here's Fritzy.
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One boost per eligible game. 10-plus leg required for 100% boost. Opt-in required. Deposit, parlay, and wagering restrictions do apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Strong comments by Shannon Sharpe about Brett Favre. Have that for you coming up. Also, Adam Silver, NBA commissioner, talks about the Phoenix Suns owner and his decision to levy the fine and punishment that he did. Have that for you coming up. By the way, every Thursday we record the Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble. It's a podcast that I have with Bad Larry, Dylan the graphics guy, and Shayan Irving is joining us this year, this season. Go to danpatrick.com. Later today we'll have their picks not only for tonight but also the weekend. And in case you're wondering what Shayan Irving looks like, because a lot of people say, gosh, I have this idea. Does he look like the musician Chris Stapleton? And I say, yeah, I could see a little bit of that size-wise. Seton sent me a picture, and I honestly thought that this person was Shayan Irving. If you're a fan of the band Poison, even if you're not a fan of the band Poison, they have a member. His name is Ricky Rocket. He's the drummer for Poison. And if you Google Ricky Rocket from Poison, that is pretty close to Shayan Irving. Yes, Paul.
Yeah, Shay kind of has more shaved sides, but a big pompadour of hair over the top. And then he's got a skull tattoo, which is always nice and threatening. He looks like kind of a bouncer at a bar in Texas.
Yeah.
You know, kind of shape where I wouldn't mess with him.
No, Shay is the real deal. Yeah. When people say, is that an act? It's like, no. That's the real deal.
Yeah, he's a real dealer.
Yes.
There's no doubt about that.
And then he's got a tattoo across his belly. I forget what that tattoo says.
I think it says Poison.
No, it doesn't. Oh. No, but it says like outlaw or something. It's
I'll take the under, I think it says.
Wow.
But Shayan Irving is part of our gambling podcast with Bad Larry. Don't know his last name. I just know him as Bad Larry from New Jersey. And then Dylan, the graphics guy. Dylan is off to an unbelievable start. Dylan is killing it right now. That won't last long. We'll get to a couple of phone calls. People have been on hold, and then I'll play the sound from Shannon Sharpe yesterday on Brett Favre. Gus in L.A. is back. Hi, Gus. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Mr. Patrick. Hope you and boys are having a good week. Quick little point about tonight's game. Got me thinking, who do you think is going to win something first? Do you think Herbert wins MVP first, or the Chiefs win another Super Bowl? Then I'm going to be in New York City for a few days. I got in yesterday, and I want to know, I want to get your boys' opinion on where can I get the best sandwich while I'm out and about today. I want to get best roast beef, maybe pastrami, something like that.
Okay. Fritzy, do you want to help Gus in New York?
There's a place in Brooklyn, if you're willing to make the trip, Original Pizza in Brooklyn. Look up Original Pizza.
Oh, there's plenty of pizza places. He wants a sandwich. Do you have a great deli?
Isn't like Carnegie Deli, like some of those ones in Manhattan?
I don't think Carnegie Deli is still open.
It doesn't.
Maybe you're wrong.
I think any deli in New York City will get you a nice big corned beef or roast beef.
Oh, that's a dangerous direction to go, any deli in New York City, though.
Yeah.
Cat's big one?
Yeah, Cat's Deli. It's a tourist attraction.
Yeah.
But, and you know what? It's worth going once, but you get a nice corned beef or pastrami there. Yeah, I don't have a deli for you, Gus. I'm sorry about that. But, yes, Todd.
There's a place called Junior's, which is makes sandwiches and burgers and all kinds of stuff, which they still have. That's kind of like downtown Brooklyn, close to Manhattan. But if you look up Junior's, if you want to have a nice array of options.
Yeah, I don't want him to go to Brooklyn. I'm trying to get something.
It's close to Manhattan, though.
I know, but it's not Manhattan.
There's a place in Manhattan I went to years ago. Don't know it's still in business. Called Sarge's. It's a big, old-school sandwich shop, and they had sandwiches like you need two hands and a spotter and a back brace to hold them. Sarge's on like 3rd Avenue.
Yeah, Cat's Deli is, it's a nice experience there.
It's pretty iconic.
Yeah.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Sometimes those iconic places.
I've been there. Get the matzo ball.
Oh.
And get a nice corned beef or pastrami. It's very good.
Oh man, this soup would be so good.
Yeah.
That sounds great right now.
By the way, it's National Double Cheeseburger Day. Where was National Single Cheeseburger Day? Do they have that?
Yes. I don't know when that
You is. Don't even know.
No.
No. You don't know that. Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind?
I knew it. As soon as you talk about food, you always come to me like my name is Smack or something, man. Every time you could talk about whatever kind of food, and somehow you always, we're going to have blah, 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 and here's Jeff in Detroit. My goodness. Listen, Dan. First of all, let me give you a bloop real quick. Telling Marvin he has to use two hands to hit Todd with the pie. My goodness, that was just too funny. So he doesn't drop it. I have a clarification, a challenge, and a question for you.
Okay.
Clarification. You said that, Pauly said that he can find pie crust, but he can't find pins. And you said that you guys have your priorities straight. Did you say priorities or priority?
Priority.
Ah.
Priority.
I know, right. I have a challenge for James in Washington. We are Washington. Let's go, James. Pie, the Detroit Lions are facing Washington Commanders. So my bet is this, pie to the face. And for the rest of the month, when he calls in, he has to say Detroit is awesome. What up, though? If I lose, I'll call in and say we are Commanders or whatever he says.
All right. Well, Jeff, I know that James in Virginia will take you up on that bet. On behalf of James in Virginia, I'll take you up. I'll speak for him because Detroit is favored in that game against the Commanders. Let's see. Joe in Atlantic City. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Joe.
All right. I hope everyone's fine. I also have DirecTV. The problem is there's no way with DirecTV. What you need to do is, and I have to ask you, do you have a smart TV?
I might, but then I can't really watch it in the manner that I like to, and that's by myself smoking a cigar.
Ah, okay. A smart TV, you can just go to your apps on the TV, download Amazon Prime, and you'll be able to get it.
All right. Well, I don't know.
Dan, I know the TV you're talking about in your house. It's not a smart TV. It's not even close to a smart TV. It's a perfectly good TV, but it's like a bar TV.
Yeah.
And do you want us to get you a new TV for in there? We can get a smart TV.
No,
you're good.
No. I mean, I want to watch and listen to Al Michaels, my buddy. But Alberto in Chicago. Hey, Alberto.
Hello. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Bye. Hello?
Hey, Alberto.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. 5'5", top heavy, and currently COVID positive 150. Two questions. Question one. I'm a Bills fan, and as a Bills fan, how scared should I be about how Josh Allen plays? He plays like with his hair on fire, and it's anytime he has a design run or he's scrambling, I cringe because the guy's going to get destroyed out there if he keeps doing this. Question.
Well,
number two.
He hasn't so far, Alberto. And thanks for the phone call and the cough that you had. This is who he is. This is how he plays. And it's just like Lamar Jackson. You're going to hold your breath. But I don't want to take away one of his weapons to try to preserve him. I just hope that when he gets to a point of potential contact that he slides or he goes out of bounds. Don't take on these guys. You're going to get hit, but don't bring on more contact. That'd be the biggest concern I have with Josh Allen. Be as smart as you can be, and don't be a tough guy. Nothing. Remember when Franco Harris would run out of bounds? And I think that there were the old school running backs. Jim Brown, hey, you don't run out of bounds. Well, Franco is like, I get hit on just about every play. If I can avoid getting hit, why not do that? But our mentality, we're like, well, that's the way you play football. Okay, that's the way maybe you played football. And I thought Franco, at the time I didn't understand it. I thought, well, of course, you take on contact. Well, now what we know about, CTE, all the concussions, it makes a lot of sense. Well, the quarterbacks should also listen to that. Get out of bounds. Slide. Shannon Sharp on Undisputed on Fox Sports 1, he was talking about Brett Favre. Now, what's going on with Favre? There's accusations in the state of Mississippi that did he take money? Was money diverted? Part of a scam there. There were welfare funds that maybe that money was diverted to Brett Favre and some others. So it's not a pretty picture for Brett Favre. And it's been kind of lingering there. Did he get money? Was he paid money? How much was he paid? Where was the money earmarked for? Well, Shannon Sharp has heard enough. The Hall of Famer had this to say about Brett Favre.
I talked to people that were in the room when Brett Favre went to the Hall of Fame, and nobody mentioned about text messages that he sent to that Jet masseuse. Mm. Nobody mentioned anything about the addiction that he suffered from. But yet, T.O., they brought up everything. Can you imagine if T.O. would have had incidents like Brett Favre off the field? T.O. still, to this day right now, would not be in the Hall of Fame. Yet they walked right past it like Brett Favre did nothing.
That is true. I give you that.
The problem that I have with this situation, you got to be a sorry mofo to steal from the lowest. Mississippi is the poorest state in our country.
It is.
It's citizens. So if they're the poorest state, Brett Favre is taken from the underserved. You made $100+ million in the NFL. This is what we know. Scared when black and brown people do fraud the government, they do it. They hell bit. Mm-hmm. You get an EBT card and you get WIC and you get stuff like that. Boy, they move heaven and earth to try to put you in jail for $400 little measly.
Fact.
Now this man done took $1 million. And they sitting around like, well, you know, it happened, and we'll see. And they're going to get more money and do it all over again. The biggest criminals, the people that steal the most, look like that. But he's been a sleazeball. He's been shady for a very, very long time.
That has been built up over the years, I'm sure, for Shannon. And he is right about T.O., that when they start to look at you, now they're not supposed to look at you off the field. You know, it's a myopic view of a player, not a person. So Shannon knows that you shouldn't be looking, was T.O. a good teammate? Now that's the argument. And I think that's what was held against him. You know, if you have a sports violation, it's different. You know, this is the kind of thing that could send you to jail. If you're defrauding and, you got elected officials are involved in this. But some players, former players, we embrace that as, well, that's part of the charm of who they are. Now, we do this to Charles Barkley because there's no other analyst who could get by saying what Charles does. They're just not. But we embrace Charles. That's part of Charles. And Brett Favre, well, that's just the way he played, You know, the drug addiction, I'm not going to put that as that makes him a bad guy. I think if you get caught up, with Vicodin, and he got caught up in that. And are those painkillers? This is a guy who famously didn't miss games, and he played hurt. You start to take Vicodin, then you rely on him. I remember being with him in Las Vegas, and I thought that Brett was on something. We later found out that he was on Vicodin. but that doesn't necessarily make him a bad guy that you lump this in with what is going on in Mississippi. Like, this is separate. What happened when he sent pictures to Jen Sturger, who worked for the Jets? I don't know if that was discussed, and probably not when he was up for the Hall of Fame. Now, he got fined $50,000, I believe, at the time. But Shannon is right. Brett Favre, we treat him differently because he sort of fits that, oh, that's the way you played, gunslinger and all that. That has nothing to do with what's going on right now in the state of Mississippi. And if it's true, I hope they come down hard on Brett Favre. If it's true, and those other elected officials diverted funds from the poorest people in the poorest state in America, is reprehensible. And Favre has money. He's got his copper fit, you know. He made over $100 million in his career. And he wanted to have money, according to some text messages, build a volleyball arena. His daughter had played volleyball for a couple of years in college, and he wanted to build a volleyball arena? Really? Yeah, Paul.
I remember back in the day when Michael Irvin was trying to get in the Hall of Fame, and didn't he have to wait a year?
Yes,
he was
did.
Not first ballot.
Yes, he did.
And a lot of the scuttlebutt was because of his off-field behavior. And Michael Irvin's defense or argument was like, my off-field behavior never took me off the field. I didn't miss Sunday. I didn't miss practice. Ask my teammates, did I ever miss practice? Did I ever not show on Sunday because of my off-field behavior? Because if you're going to ding me for my off-field behavior, it's got to affect my on-field for you to factor in that Hall of Fame room.
They weren't fair to Michael Irvin. When Mike was on the field, it was life and death for Mike. Off the field, if you want to include that, then okay, that's an issue. Yes, Eden.
It feels like it's exactly Shannon's point.
Yes. Yeah, we pick and choose. If Brett Favre did what Michael Irvin was doing, then would we say, well, that, you know, Brett had some demons, you know, but that Brett Favre, he always played, you know, he played hurt.
Never took him off the field, though.
Yeah.
That's so great.
Yeah. And look, I'm not the biggest T.O. fan, but he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. You know, is he a good teammate? Now you can make an argument because there are people probably would say, no, he was not a good teammate at times. But he's not accused of a crime. I mean, he did sit-ups in a driveway. Okay. You know, he's somebody who needed attention, still needs attention. I understand it. But that doesn't make him a bad football player. Guy played hard, played hurt, broken leg, Super Bowl. Michael Irvin, nobody ever questioned his desire when he was on the football field, ever. But Shannon's right. Two schools of thought on this. Oh, that's just who you are. That's your charm. Somebody else? It's a negative. Yeah, Marv.
If that was Brett Favre who had that T.O. performance in the Super Bowl coming off of that type of injury,
Ooh. Oh,
we talk about that ad nauseum.
It'd be a movie. Be a movie. Absolutely. So, look, I think Shannon is, you know, sometimes he gets caught up in that skip vortex, but Shannon is really good and really smart and has strong opinions. And I do have great respect for what Shannon does on that show. All right, we'll take a break. I'm going to play what Adam Silver had to say. I said this yesterday. This is what's going to happen with the commissioner, the punishment with Robert Sarver, the Suns owner. You're going to now put pressure on the players to speak up. It's exactly what happened yesterday. Chris Paul, LeBron James, Charles Barkley. Now you bring everybody involved in this. Did the commissioner do enough? He said so. We'll hear from him after this. M Drive is here to help you. Maybe you didn't know you needed help, but you probably do. You get older, you got to take care of yourself, and sometimes you need somebody to push you a little bit, nudge you a little bit. M Drive is here for the nudge, the push. Supplements for guys who refuse to let age slow them down. M Drive has a supplement for every one of you, no matter where you are in your life. And if you're busy, well, we're all busy. You want to make sure you stay on top of your diet. Maybe you're gaining weight. M-Drive Lean, first of its kind protein powder, and this is a protein powder that actually tastes good. It can help you lose weight. M-Drive Lean, backed by science, contains a clinically tested blood orange extract that supports reduction in weight, waist size, and body mass. Quick and easy addition to your daily routine. M-Drive Lean, you'll find it at mdrivedan.com, and you'll get 20% off your first order. Make sure you use the promo code Dan. If you're not happy after 60 days, get your money back guaranteed. So don't let age beat you. Visit mdrivedan.com, promo code Dan. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me for the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're a Seattle Seahawks fan, you might enjoy our newest T-shirt that I think is up on the website. Go to danpatrick.com. Got a lot of great stuff there. Adam Silver met with the media this after making the announcement that he was going to fine the Phoenix Suns owner, Robert Sarver, $10 million and suspend him for a year. Met with the media, and I think the media wanted to try to tie Robert Sarver with Donald Sterling and what happened when Sterling was running the Clippers. Here is Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner.
It was more the nature of how we learned about it, how the public was aware of it, the way it was disseminated so quickly over the internet. And I think there was a realism to it, you know, that exists when you have audio of something.
And that's the key. With Donald Sterling, you had audio. And it felt like what he was saying, he's not joking. You know, there's testimony that Robert Sarver, in his own world, his sense of humor, he was joking about this. Or he was quoting somebody else when he used the N-word. The semantics of it with Robert Sarver probably leaned towards him as opposed to Donald Sterling didn't get that benefit and didn't deserve one. Then Adam Silver was asked, what about taking away the Phoenix Suns from Robert Sarver?
I don't have the right to take away his team. I don't want to rest on that neat legal point because, of course, there could be a process to take away someone's team in this league. It's very involved. And I ultimately made the decision that it didn't rise to that level.
Okay. Commissioner Goodell kind of hid behind this, too, with Daniel Snyder. Hey, I can't take away his team. Can you start the process to take away his team? Like, that's what I'd be curious about, and I would have asked him, can you ask the other owners here? You can't take it away. They can take it away. Now it's going to be the onus is on these players, whether it's the NBA or WNBA with Phoenix Mercury and the Phoenix Suns. Now what do they do? Chris Paul of the Phoenix Suns, former NBA Players Association president, he had things to say. LeBron James had things to say. What happened? We're a month away from the season. What happens? Now the pressure is on the players. Are you going to stand for this? Could it be over? Do you do something in protest here? But I do understand what the commissioner's saying about Donald Sterling. Now, what I would want to know is, if we didn't have Donald Sterling, and I know this isn't a fair question for the commissioner, but I would still want to ask him, if we didn't have Donald Sterling, that situation, and you just had Robert Sarver, because we're comparing it with Donald Sterling and the Clippers. Well, it's not the same. I agree with that. If you just had Robert Sarver, and we just looked at that and didn't compare it to Donald Sterling, is that enough to then start the process to get rid of that team? That's what I would want to know. Because there's racism, there's misogyny in here. You are the owner of a WNBA team. You have African-American GM, African-American head coach, a lineup predominantly African-American, and he's joking about these things. $10 million is nothing. 1 year where you can't be the owner? I mean, I'd love to, for the commissioner to go, you know what? You can't make any profits this year. Phoenix Suns don't make any profits this year. Okay, this isn't a $10 million fine. Now, I know that that's the max, but pay your employees, but you're not going to pay. He's still going to benefit. He's still got a really good team. Revenue sharing. So, okay, what? I don't get to go to the game and sit with my buddies and high-five players? Okay. That doesn't seem like a pretty tough road there. You got to walk down. Yeah, Paulie.
Do you think the commissioner over the past couple of weeks, when he knew what the investigation was wrapping up and what it was going to show, reached out to owners to gauge the room if we decided to have a vote, or is that dangerous to do?
I would say you probably have off-the-record comments with a couple of confidants that people you trust, and then you're able to go, hey, where do you think this is headed? Where should this be headed? You also want to go in there and go, hey, let's do a mock press conference here. Ask me these questions, and then let's try to formulate answers, because I'm going to be asked these questions, and I want to be ready just so it sounds like we're buttoned up. Yeah, Seton.
Yeah, you can't go into a vote like that blindly. right? Or you can't initiate that just on your own. There has to be some kind of process there, right?
I would think so. He does say that the owner of the Phoenix Suns, Robert Sarver, is on notice. Did anybody ask him what's on notice mean? What, like double secret probation? I don't know. Silver goes, I think what we saw in the case of Donald Sterling was blatant racist conduct directed at a select group of people. While it's difficult to know what's in somebody's heart or in their mind, we heard those words. In the case of Robert Sarver, I'd say, first of all, we're looking at the totality of circumstances over an 18-year period, which he's owned these teams. And ultimately, I made a judgment that in the circumstances in which he had used the language and behavior that, while, as I said, was indefensible, is not strong enough. It's beyond the pale in every possible way to use language and behave that way, but that it was wholly of a different kind than what we saw in that earlier case. See, I want to take it away from Donald Sterling, because it's not Donald Sterling was saying to his girlfriend on audio, I don't want you hanging around with black basketball players. And he was known as a slumlord. So he did target minorities. This wasn't, hey, I'm having fun and I'm quoting lyrics from a song, or I'm saying something to a woman walking down the hall about breast enhancement. Like, it is different. But separate it from Donald Sterling, because you can fall back on that and say, well, it's not Donald Sterling. Well, you're right, it's not. Therefore, I can't take away your team. We have time.
Can you envision a player boycott season right around the corner, something beyond angry tweets about the verdict from the commissioner?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, it's not my personal battle. If I played for him, I would certainly get together with my teammates. If I'm the head coach, I would get together with my players. And I would say, let's be professional. Is there a way we can go about this? How do you want to go about this? I would be inclusive with my players if I'm Monty Williams. Yeah, Paul.
I was just thinking about this. The punishment that he has to stay home is actually counterproductive. What if the NBA did the opposite? No, you have to be on the sidelines for every game. You have to answer for this. You have to be at the game, and if a fan wants to come and talk to you and give you their opinion, yeah, you have to be on the sidelines. Yeah. You cannot miss any games. He gets to sit in Paradise Valley and kick back and watch his 80-inch TV and keep the money coming in. Where, like you said, there is no punishment here. Zero.
Yeah, it's almost like make him wear the scarlet letter, put him out there in the public.
He gets to hide in his house.
Yeah. Well, the commissioner, and I do like Adam Silver. I think he's very level-headed, but I would like to know what that means, to be on notice. And if you separate it from Donald Sterling, because I have to look at just him, not Donald Sterling, this. Because if you do that where you go, well, it's not as bad as that. Well, okay, if you start handing out discipline based off of, hey, well, it's not as bad as Ray Rice, it's not as bad as Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, these are extreme moments there. LeBron James was not pleased with this. No place for misogyny, sexism, racism in any workplace. Don't matter if you own the team or play for the team. We hold our league up as an example of our values, and this ain't it. Chris Paul had some things to say. The conduct, especially towards women, unacceptable and must never be repeated. So now you put the pressure on the players to do something. Got 1 month before the season starts. Final hour coming up. We'll talk about the matchup, Chargers-Chiefs tonight. Chris Sims, our good buddy, Pro Football Talk, will join us. More phone calls as well. We're 2 hours in the books on this Thursday. Dan Patrick Show. One more item. We close that hour two on 9/11. 2,977 people killed in terrorist attacks on American soil. And Tunnel to Towers, their foundation, will not forget, and neither should you. Supporting America's heroes and their families ever since then. When a first responder or a military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift that financial burden and bring their family some kind of stability. U.S. Army Specialist Jason Wheeler, one such Dispatch hero, re-enlisted after 9/11, but training accident injuries left him unable to walk. So Specialist Wheeler and his family moved into a mortgage-free smart home that was custom designed for his needs. Our nation's heroes, people put their lives on the line for us, our communities. They need your help as well. And you can help Tunnel to Towers Foundation, its mission to do good in their honor. Donate $11 a month, T2T.org, letter T, number two, letter T.org. Thank you.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.